Seven down. Okay, Sister Zahra is asking a question, a very important question, really, regarding her studies. MashaAllah, the sister is doing an Islamic studies degree, and may Allah preserve her and make her successful in this. She says she's doing tajweed in this as well, and her teacher's male. But let me add, give you the second question. In this class, also, she has male students.
No.
And she wants to know, can she recite in front of the teacher, in front of these males?
First of all, woman's voice is not a awra, is not prohibited for foreigners or non-mahram to hear it. That's been going on through the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ and the rightly guided Khulafa and after. Men used to teach women and vice versa. Women used to teach men with the condition. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. As long as you are not speaking softly with an attractive voice or intending to do such a melodious tone which would attract the audience, that is permissible. We ask now about the superiority and what's preferable. If you have a tajweed teacher who is a female, who has mastered the tajweed and she can teach you, then it is much more recommended for you to study with her. But if it is not available and what's available is a male, then you may recite and attend the classes with the previous condition. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطُمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. You should not recite as you're singing, rather recite who is just applying the rules of tajweed.